My name is Erin Michael, and I'm the public health nurse here in Petersburg, and I also service Wrangell.
And I'm Angela Menish, and I'm a registered nurse at Petersburg Medical Center, and I'm one of the nurse managers.
With the amount of travel that people do in Alaska and outside of Alaska, including international travel, and this is true for pretty much any state, not just Alaska, that eventually we will see coronavirus cases here.
So what's going to happen when that happens? Can somebody be tested here in Petersburg?
So there's certain criteria that have to be met before testing can be performed. The physician will contact state epidemiology department, and they are actually the ones that make that decision. So if somebody has standard flu-like symptoms and they're not having complications that require medical interventions or medical treatment, at this time, they're not going to just do a random test. They may test them for influenza and see if that's the cause of their symptoms. But for people that have symptoms that can be managed at home and they're not having complications, the recommendation is to stay home and not to expose other people.
So it sounds like they would only be tested in Petersburg for the coronavirus if they have flu-like symptoms, they've been tested for influenza, and they don't have the regular flu, and they can't take care of themselves at home with those symptoms?
Pretty much. And I believe the guidelines are changing, you know, daily. So it's hard to say what that will be later on. But as of right now, there's definitely specific criteria that need to be met. So if you have flu-like symptoms and you just want to know if you have coronavirus, coming in and asking to be tested for it doesn't mean you're going to be tested.
That's important to know. So then if there was a patient that did meet those criteria, how would they be tested? Are there tests here locally?
So we would obtain a sample, and it would get gold streaked to Anchorage. And from there, it would be ran. Last I heard, the test, once it gets to the state lab, takes about 4 hours to run. I don't know further details other than that, but obviously it has to get gold streaked out. So depending on where the jet service is, it could take a little bit more time.
Like a day turnaround to find out what the test results are.
Yeah, just depending on if the flight makes it in, if there's not a mechanical, if there's not weather issues. But to the best of our abilities here locally, the hospital or public health would be getting that sample to Anchorage or Fairbanks as quickly as possible so that it can get tested promptly.
I was wondering about the calendar in terms of spring break coming up. Certainly, people from Petersburg will be traveling out of state for spring break. What's the advice there?
It's very similar to what you would do here in Petersburg as well. You want to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet from people that are coughing or sneezing. Good hand hygiene, making sure you're washing your hands, especially after touching things out in public. Using a disposable tissue if you are having nasal discharge and throwing it away afterwards. Making sure you've got your flu shot. Staying home if you're sick. Don't travel if you're sick. Am I forgetting anything that you can think of?
I would say being aware of how many times you're touching your face. So if you're going to touch your face, your hands should be clean. And it's really easy as you're navigating airports and stuff to accidentally touch your face. So pretty much if you're touching things in public, you should be cleaning your hands, especially before touching your face.
And if you are using hand sanitizer versus washing your hands with, obviously washing your hands is the best, but if you have to use hand sanitizer, they recommend that it have at least 60% alcohol base to it.
So is there anything else that you would like the public to know about medical response to the coronavirus here in Petersburg?
I think just the really important thing is that everybody's working together to have a common message, and that we're being briefed on a daily basis with experts from across the nation, not just Alaska, the CDC, State of Alaska, EPI, which is the state section of epidemiology.
And if you are sick, stay home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you feel like you need to come into the facility and be assessed because you're having complications, if people can call ahead of time, that gives us the chance to make sure that we're meeting you with a mask, and we would have you mask up before you come in. And, you know, just giving us a heads up so that we can prepare, because we want to decrease the spread.
That's very important. Not just showing up at the clinic because you have a fever and cold. You want to make sure you call ahead of time, talk to somebody there, let them prepare, because we want to keep staff and patients that are already at the clinics safe, and that's going to help protect them and ultimately help protect our community.